views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio with me, Claire Candy Hoff. And welcome to this next last day of January. You know, it seems like we were just welcoming in the new year, wishing each other happiest of New Year's, and here we are, almost welcoming February in. Now, knowing how vital this year is for those conscious souls of us that are mastering ourselves, the Posse of Angels and I have presented topics this first month of 2019 can help us step into our roles as master creators, master innovators on this planet. And if you missed any of those shows, you can always go to my Claire Candy Hoff page, Angel Healing House Radio page on Transformation Talk Radio, and all the shows are archived there for you to listen to whenever it is convenient for you. Now, mastering ourselves and shining our light and leading by example will help us to serve in fresh new ways, not only for our soul's greatest growth, but also for the greatest benefit of our beloved planet Earth. And although many started the year with great intentions, we were so excited about saying sayonara, goodbye to 2018, and hello 2019. Well, the Posse of Angels can already sense that some in the collective consciousness are pulling back. They're curbing their enthusiasm as they're formulating excuses to stop themselves from fully embracing a new, fresh start for their life. Now, as always, the Posse of Angels is not pulling any punches, and they're alerting all of us to be on the lookout if we are sabotaging our fresh start. Like myself, you may be excited to be presented with the manifestation of different opportunities and connections that will see you stepping into a very new life. But then, the more you think about stepping into your dream life, the more it may be causing you anxiety and doubt that it will ever happen. And some of us have been waiting so long to see the physical, tangible manifestation of our dreams that we would be absolutely justified in thinking that it will never happen. Many of my clients have felt like they've been held back as they've been presented with so many instances over the years where it seemed like the universe was bringing them those important people, those important opportunities that would have propelled them forward. And what eventuated was somewhat of a disconnect, and nothing really much happened. It might have seemed like our life was on hold and that our projects and endeavors were permanently stalled. So, on one hand, we may think that our big break in our careers and for our projects may never happen. But what is even scarier for some people is that it just might happen. We may think, what if the people and the events do show up to propel me forward, propel me out into the public? What happens after I have visualized, trusted, and believed in this new dream of mine? What if I'm unable to do what I imagined? And what if I'm truly not up to the task of living it? It is this thought, whether conscious or unconsciously held, that is not only scaring the heck out of many of us, it's causing us to sabotage ourselves and to backpedal. Now, in the past month, I've heard of many instances where clients have prayed and they've begged for the fulfillment of their prayers. And once they've received them, they have sabotaged themselves from moving forward. Now, for instance, a client was having so much trouble financially, keeping body and soul together these past years, she prayed for the universe to send her a steady position, one in which she can easily pay her bills and do what she loved doing as a Reiki practitioner. Now, several months later, she was offered the fulfillment of her wishes. This was a job in the caretaking industry, which carried a great deal of responsibility, and it even came with possibilities for her to use her alternative and holistic practices by employing Reiki. And although this truly was the answer to her prayers, she told me before starting her job that she was fearful about being able to take on a high level of responsibility and that it was keeping her up at nights. And now instead of experiencing joy, she was experiencing anxiety, fear, and worry. And she was truly thinking about not taking this job. Now, another example came from another client who had been praying and asking the universe to connect her with just the right people in the music industry to help her sign on her album. And when her prayers were finally answered by just the right person manifesting for her, she then started to question this producer's integrity and whether to sign with him. When her intuition told her full well to step forward and that this man was honest and he was trustworthy, it was later revealed that her hesitation to step forward had nothing to do with his integrity, but it had to do with that he was so well-respected and well-known that her sabotage had everything to do with fearing that her music was not good enough to sign on with him, as she feared that her music did not measure up to his successful artists that he had previously produced. The Posse of Angels wishes for us to ask ourselves, who am I to be successful, recognized, and seen as an authority in my field? And no matter who you are, the Posse of Angels are answering on your behalf as they are saying, you're a child of God. You are divine, and you have every right to shine and bring forth your abilities and gifts and talents. Just like the moon, just like the stars and the sun, you were made manifest in God's brilliant radiance in order to shine brightly on the planet and not diminish your brightness. Asking, pleading, begging, and praying for the universe to fulfill our desires, it seems like it has been a full-time task for many of us over the past years. We have visualized ourselves finally being able to be seen and perceived and heard in order to be rewarded and recognized for our hard work and dedication for our effort to the light. Now, let me get this straight. We didn't do this effort to the light in order to be rewarded monetarily, and we certainly didn't do it to be successful or anything ego-driven, but because of our humanness, it is nice. It's nice to be recognized for our efforts. And when our wish to be able to do something is actually granted, it can cause more headaches if we're not committed to it wholeheartedly with joy, enthusiasm, and passion, and our childlike wonder and enchantment just doing it because we love doing it. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes to remind us that now that the collective, the conscious collective, has been given the possibility to reside in fifth dimensional energies, we really do need to reflect on what we previously wished for. They're suggesting that many of our wishes were made for purely monetary gain, as I said, and so many of us were programmed to believe that money would bring us happiness. Many of our former prayers were those which were fueled by ego. Wishes such as praying to get a coveted job position or to be catapulted to fame were made, perhaps, so you could show your family or friends or one's ex that I'm worthy of praise and recognition. See, I'll show you. Please remember, if we are doing anything in order to seek revenge or show others how worthy and deserving we are, then we're giving our power away, as we are already worthy and deserving, as this is our birthright. It's our divine, eternal nature. When it comes to reflecting on our desires, well, the Posse of Angels is asking us if we're coming from the purest place within us. You know, I've often asked my clients to reflect on their dreams, their wishes, and to ask themselves if they would be doing something, regardless of the money, regardless of the fame, the so-called success, regardless of any recognition and rewards, if they would solely be doing what they love with passion, creativity, and unbridled joy just by doing it. Another way to tune in to see if the dream that we prayed for makes us truly happy is to ask ourselves, when we're doing it, do we lose all track of time? Personally, I am like this when I'm writing. Writing is breathing for me. I get so excited and joyous to bring forth this information, the stories, that the channel is always open for me. My radio shows, my books, all flow easily and gracefully for me, because writing is not merely what I do. Writing feels like who I am. When we've tapped into absolutely loving what we do with the enthusiasm of a child, and we hold no expectations and attachments as to why we're doing this, then one's world grows exponentially grander to encompass and create more opportunities and more connections to showcase all this excitable, abundant energy. and the Posse of Angels is reminding us that in these new higher dimensional frequencies, we all get to choose what we love to do. The only thing that could stop you is you sabotaging you. The caution here is not to go back to old ways, perhaps thinking that one does not have certification or the skills to step forward. Or one might think, how am I going to make any money doing what I love doing? Remember that we are now able to work with the intangible, the unbelievable, in the limitless fields of possibilities, of synchronicities, miracles, and magic. And so many of us have stepped into being the alchemists, the metaphysicians, those spiritual wise teachers that know how to work with the laws of attraction, know how to work with those laws of cause and effect. To help you align with your passion, put your emphasis on creativity, playing, and having fun with your gifts, abilities, and talents, and don't tell me that you're not talented. Everyone has co-created with God's source to seed that which is in your soul, which is an integral puzzle piece of the planet for you to bring forth. And so when you're doing it, this abundance creates light on the planet and makes you and everyone else feel alive. I recently had a new client come to me, talk about sabotage, who had co-created a life of enabling and codependency through her abusive, deceitful past and her two past marriages. She shared with me that as a child, both of her parents, her mother and her father, lied to her, shamed her to such an extent that she became shy and introverted, and she shut down her ability to communicate her needs to others. By disempowering herself, she drew others who controlled and manipulated her, and it was no surprise that all of the men in her life were liars. When I asked her about her current relationship, she explained that she'd been having a 2-year affair with a married man, and she cried that she was sick and tired of lying and hiding it. I asked her if she could manifest any relationship to herself. Would this be her ideal relationship? She said, "Of course not. I want, and I would want someone who is going to make me a priority, but that does not exist," she said, "as all men lie." I looked at her and I said, "My husband does not lie, and I know many men in my life who do not lie. We experience in life that which is a direct reflection of the beliefs that we perpetuate and we hold inside of us." To fulfill her programming and belief that all men were liars, she sabotaged herself from having an honest relationship by having an affair with a married man, by lying to herself and accepting less than she so richly deserved. This client's life was filled with settling for less and compromise. When I asked her about the affair, she actually said that it was crummy, the way he always ran home to his wife. I told her that if we accept the crumbs in life, then we will have a crummy life. When you are suddenly offered the fulfillment of your wishes in 2019, and the banquet and the fulfillment of your prayers is laid out in front of you, will you settle for the crumbs, take a step back, not accept what's on offer? Or will you step forward and seize your just desserts? I know which one I will do. I'll step forward. I may be frightened. I may be a little bit apprehensive, but I will step forward and I will drink and I will eat to my heart's well-deserved content. Now, on a previous radio show, I received a call. Now, this is a great example of somebody who unknowingly is continually sabotaging themselves. I received a call that had all the hallmarks of someone choosing to sabotage themselves from experience a joyful, light-filled life. A longtime listener called in, and when I asked how his life was, he replied in his words that he was living in hell. When I questioned why, he said he did not have any friends, he had no money in the bank, and that he did not have a job. What he did not know was how powerful a manifester that he truly is, because his words, "I am in hell," was a self-fulfilling prophecy, as his life was a direct reflection of the energy behind that statement. When I asked him how long he had been living in his current place, in his home, he said 15 years. And my intuition told me that perhaps he was well overdue for a move. Perhaps by making a physical move, he could meet new people. He could change the energies. Perhaps these new people could introduce him to new opportunities, connections, and he could encounter synchronicities to bring about the events to fulfill his intentions and his wishes. By this time, by saying, "I'm living in hell," he had completely forgotten to put any energy into his wishes, dreams, and his intentions. Yes, yet by saying, "I'm living in hell," it seemed like he was focusing and he had just completely forgot all that he wished for. And naturally, it's those dreams and intentions that stopped blossoming and flourishing in his life. The problem is that when it is the most crucial to fulfill oneself with joy, it's almost impossible to access happy thoughts in our darkest hour, as we're not clear enough to perceive of anything else but what is in our current reality. So telling someone to be happy, and it just may be downright impossible for someone to muster up any joy. Well, the Posse of Angels and I know of the paramount importance of holding light. In fact, for our planet to move forward into the golden age of ascension, the light on Earth must be of equal or greater energy than the amount of darkness. And of course, the more light we hold within, then the more we will experience the light in our lives. By increasing the light within, it means that we will be a good friend to ourselves. And then we'll experience the outward manifestation of encouragement, recognition, and support, which we will energetically draw to ourselves. Now, the light of a radiant heart filled with self-love illuminates an energetic path for a beloved partner that we have been dreaming about and wishing for to come to us, or the light of unbridled creativity and passion for our gifts and talents shared with others will then draw more opportunities and connections to help us share what we love to do. I shared with this dear longtime listener the importance of increasing his light within, or he would remain in the dark. My suggestion to increase the light within himself was to go volunteer his time by helping others who were less fortunate. And no matter how seemingly bad things are for us, there's always someone who is worse off. By volunteering to, let's say, to read to the blind, feeding the homeless, spending one day a week with an elderly person who is shut in, by volunteering at a children's hospital and playing games with terminally ill children, all of these will give us an opportunity to give of ourselves, give of our time. My clients who have done this over the past 16 years since I created my Angel Healing House healing practice have come away from their experience with such a heightened sense of gratitude and appreciation, and have felt so much better about themselves. They're grateful that they have eyes to read with. They're grateful that they have their health, that they have a roof over their heads. By giving freely of their time, concern, compassion, love, kindness, they felt a sense of purpose by providing a priceless, invaluable service, even without having any money or having a job. By giving of themselves, they unknowingly increase the light within, and slowly this energy of being of service started to change their energies and increase the light and positivity in their reality. I like this quote by Winston Churchill: "We make a living by what we receive, but we make a life by what we give." My Angel Healing House radio program is now in its 8th year, 8 years of weekly programs, and I've given thousands of free readings away, and I feel so blessed to be able to offer listeners help in the areas and help them with love, compassion, direction, clarity, and most of all, hope for a brighter day and a better tomorrow. Because with hope, everything is possible. The Posse of Angels is urging all of us to find what we love doing. Please, you know what you love doing. Don't stop yourself from passionately and enthusiastically doing this, and then go out and share it with others. By acting on God's gift to us, our abundant divine natures, and by sharing those talents with the world, those excited, passionate, light-filled energies will go out into the ethers, and it'll bring us back more opportunities and connections to continue to share what we love doing and continue the cycle of bathing the world in light. Please, do not sabotage yourself. No more sabotaging. The world needs your special brand of light, and it desperately needs it now. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Do remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings with myself and my wonderful angelic family, who call themselves, we call ourselves, the Posse of Angels. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. We will see you after this quick break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's 5 most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
And you're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Just before we get to those callers, I want to read out a beautiful review that I got on my book, which is I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of myself, Angel Ariel. This review says, I just wanted to send you a message to say how much I enjoyed reading your book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. I had no expectations. I found myself so engrossed in the book that I could not put it down and finished it in less than a day. As I've gotten older, hopefully wiser, I find myself tuning in more and more to my spiritual self. And when I do so, I find that I'm meeting more spiritually minded people who are gifting me with understanding my life's journey. And your book has become a part of that learning. It helped me better understand what I've long believed, that we are on earth to learn our life's lessons and that we come back many times over. I found your book sad, joyful, uplifting, informative, and inspiring. And with the turning of every page, I felt a great understanding and appreciation of my own angels and spirit guides. There is so much of Candy in all of us. And the messages in her book were, for me at least, profound. And that is from Nadia in Sydney, Australia. To purchase any of my books, including I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel, please go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. This book can also be ordered on audible.com as an audiobook. And also all of my books are available on Amazon. Let's go to our first caller. We have Justina in Illinois. Justina, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
Hi, I am so excited.
Oh, I'm excited to talk to you as well.
I just finished reading your book a little while ago. I sent you a message on Facebook as well. And oh my gosh, I Am an Angelic Walk-In was so moving, so comforting. I'm like tearful. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Now, first of all, Justina, are you on speaker?
I am. Do you want me to take it off?
Yes, please, because there's a bit of a reverb there.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Just a moment.
No, that's okay.
Okay, is that better?
That is better. That is much better. Well, it's lovely to speak to you as well. What's happening in your world?
Oh, my goodness. Much. It seems like sometimes I try to curb myself a little bit. I don't know. I get busy with the regular world stuff. And then ironically, out of the blue, someone like you pops up and I'm brought back in to remind me that, you know, we're not alone here. And we can always call on the angels for help and Jesus, and we can provide that comfort to so many others. And oh, I'm just so excited to talk to you.
Isn't that lovely? Well, you know, it can be upsetting at times, because until we find our tribe, we find ourselves and then attract our tribe to ourselves, we do feel like we are very much alone in the world. You know, is anybody out there? Does anybody believe what I believe? And there is so many avenues in the media and, you know, things that we have been programmed to want and to our detriment, that, you know, when we go against those things, or when we wake up and we, you know, we see that we are not in alignment with much of what we've been programmed to look for, then we feel very not isolated, but we feel like we are a part of that. And that's why it's so important then to
not so much seek your own tribe, but hold your own light, hold your own counsel, and then you will bring that tribe to yourself through the laws of attraction. So did you have a specific question today, Justina?
I think just kind of direction, and I find myself doing weird things, like, you know, I'm walking around somewhere and I kind of look at someone and just feel their pain, and I'm like, oh, you're a young soul. And then I'm like, who am I? I'm not like 90 years old. How do I get, come up with some of this stuff that
well,
comes in my head.
A lot of times when we do realize that we are multidimensional beings and we are limitless and boundless, there is maybe a tendency sometimes to think that we, and I'm not saying that you're doing this, but to hold an air of superiority, you know, a young versus an old soul or somebody who is on a higher, lower spiritual level than us. But instead of, and it sounds like you're an empath. It sounds like you're picking up. You're picking up their energy. So the greatest thing that you can do is set your intention of when you step out into the world, that your intention is not going to take on their pain, but send them green healing light and just send them pink waves of unconditional love. Because on some level, they will pick this up. And love is the strongest, emotion. It's the strongest energy that there is. And it will override anything else. So the minute you feel like you're picking up somebody's pain or that you're picking up somebody's fear or anything like that, switch it immediately to this beautiful green emerald healing light that is that you send to them through your heart chakra, and that and waves of that bubblegum pink unconditional love, and whatever we send out always will come back to us. So
awesome.
I
randomly hug people too. Probably shouldn't be doing, but sometimes I feel so strongly about it. It's like, no, just hug them.
Please know that when you do awaken to all of this on a very conscious, enlightened level, many of us have walked the path of enabling, trying to save, and trying to help everyone. And we simply cannot do that. And we did that to the detriment of our time, our value, our energy, our health. We gave so much of ourselves that that we endangered our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health. So it's important to have a balance. And by hugging people, I'm not saying not to hug people, but it's to, you know, it's also to protect yourself, because a lot of us would like to click our, you know, Wizard of Oz fingers and be in Oz and everything be great for that person. But for their soul's growth, they might have to endure pain in order to really learn a lesson. Or they might have to go through what they're going through as part of their soul's journey for their soul to grow, to be challenged, and to really build character. I was having this discussion a few days ago with a client, and I said, if I didn't go through what the mental imprint that I have of the former soul in I Am an Angelic Walk-In, it's built so much compassion when I listen to people now, and so much caring, because I've walked a mile in those moccasins. I've walked thousands of miles by being in that situation, with being abused. You develop not just sympathy for somebody, but empathy, true empathy for somebody. I would really suggest that you send those people that love. Let's go to the cards and just have a bit of a general read, see what comes out for lovely Justina. Okay.
Thank you.
First card coming out for you is the Two of Wands. Okay. This is they're saying sitting on top of the world. This woman in this card has this beautiful orb of light in her hand. They're saying, what is it, Justina, that you do, which you love doing, which you can do more of in the world? And I believe this has to do with your spiritual gifts. I don't know if you're utilizing them in a professional way. Are you?
Well, my profession is a nurse, and I do practice Reiki.
Right.
I'm only attuned to the first level, but I do lots of praying for others.
Okay. Have you offered your services as a professional Reiki practitioner?
No, I've been sort of quiet about it.
Okay, that's what they're getting. That's
people in my field, kind of.
Okay,
yeah.
that's what they're getting at. Over the last 16 years, I've had so many nurses come to me to learn Reiki because they mm-hmm. felt compelled to then take their different levels, even most of them went on to do the master teacher degree, to be able to then mm-hmm. offer it, you know, create a little, create a website, brochures and business cards, and then taken it out into the world. And once they've done that, once they've had that little bit of a seed of, I'm going to do this, then what came in for them was tenfold. And that's what the Posse of Angels and I are getting to. You have this great orb that you're holding within yourself. The planet needs you, Justina. Start by honoring it and respecting it. And
everywhere.
You've got goosebumps everywhere because this is truth. Okay. create business cards, a brochure of your services that you will render, and create a beautiful sacred space in order to do this. And the Posse of Angels and I are saying, all you have to have is the little faith of a mustard seed. And when you step forward and say, I am open to receive synchronicities, miracles, and magic to bring in the clients that I can help. Okay? And with that belief and faith, it will come in. I really don't need to pull any other cards, but the next card, the Knight of Wands, and this is the Movement card. This is the movement that you have been unconsciously praying for. Show me how to step forward. Well, this is a big show me moment for you.
Wow.
Okay, and the next card that's coming in for you is the Page of Cups. The Page of Cups is messages around our emotions. You are going to feel so much better about yourself. And once you start doing this, then the messages will come in from the universe, how to support you and to do more of this, because this has been seeded in your soul to do. So, Justina, I hope this has been helpful for you.
It has. I was, carefully guided through everything, from getting your book to contacting you, getting linked to another page, getting linked to the radio. I mean, like, everything. I feel like somebody picked me up and just carried me around to today.
All the planets aligned and all the synchronicities come together, because this is your year of stepping forward. So. Just have fun. Don't have any expectations or attachments as to what's happened. Just keep on looking for the signs the angels will send you. And just be prepared, I'm getting shivers all over, that when you open yourself up, this miracles are going to happen, sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. God bless you. Have an absolutely beautiful day.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Shar. Shar is in Canada. Hi, Shar. You're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you?
Hello?
Hello, Shar.
Hi.
Hi, nice to speak with you.
Nice to speak with you, too. My question is on love.
Okay.
In my life. There was a man.
Mm-hmm.
And he disappeared.
Okay. Just disappeared.
Yeah, he stood me up.
Okay. Important thing for you to understand is that this man was your soulmate. Now, soulmates, we can have hundreds of thousands of soulmates. The gentleman that when I walked down to the grocery store at the corner of end of our block, he's my soulmate. He's not a romantic soulmate, but there are hundreds of thousands of soulmates in our soul group that come back, and some play a more important role time and time again to reflect something inside of us that still needs working on. Okay. So this man was your soulmate. How long were you together?
We only had one date, and then he made another date, and then he stood me up.
Okay. Well, the posse of angels are saying that him standing you up has nothing to do with you. You need to really understand that. Nothing to do with you. What another person does or says has to do with what they have inside. Okay. So first of all, don't take that personally, like I'm not pretty enough, or I'm not interesting enough, or, you know, my thighs are not small enough, or goodness knows what our egos attach onto any of this.
Mm.
Come at it by saying, obviously, this wasn't meant for me because something better is coming along.
Okay?
And the most important part of all of this is that you don't take it personally. If somebody, okay, first of all, if anybody makes a date or an appointment with me and they don't show up, do I want to be, a lot of things can happen, you know, somebody's car breaks down or they get a phone call that their sister just got taken to the hospital, or, you know, a lot of things can happen, but a person in their integrity will then call up and say, I'm really sorry. I can't make this date. And I will, I'm very sorry about this as something came up. And if they don't do this and they just leave us high and dry, as I've had clients over the last 16 years just not show up for their appointments, you know, not say, I'm sorry, but I can't come or whatever. That just shows consideration. Would you want to be with somebody who doesn't show you consideration?
No.
The answer is no. So what you do is the opposite of what many would do. You bless this person. You send him green emerald healing and pink waves of bubblegum pink waves of unconditional love, saying, I wish you well, I wish you peace, and I wish you love.
That's what I've been doing.
Okay, that's perfect. And then say, I am so blessed and so grateful that he canceled on me, or not even canceled on me, is that he didn't show up, because this was not a beneficial relationship. So I'm actually blessed by this happening. I get the feeling like...
That's the way I've been looking at it.
Okay, then they're saying, by doing this, Char, your vibrational frequencies will be light and bright, and they'll be filled with compassion, and they'll be filled with caring and love and all of that. And that is just going to be the energy which is going to help you bring a very different relationship to yourself. You know, yeah, I'm in my early 60s, and, you know, a lot of times we have to kiss many frogs until we find our prince. That's the way human nature works. Unfortunately or fortunately, we learn by contrast. We learn what we want by what we don't want. And the more we honor and value our intuitions and our inner knowing, then we will be led, and then we will be guided. Let's go to the cards and have a look. I know this is going to help enormously with relationships with you, by saying what that person does and what that person says has nothing to do with me. It has to do with their own programming and their own energies that they perpetuate inside. Okay, let's go.
We weren't a vibrational match.
We weren't a vibrational match. Exactly. The first card that's coming out for you is the Chariot. Okay. Now, this is the card of recognition. It's the card of being rewarded. And they're saying that the more that you do this, the more that you say, I am worthy and I am deserving. And from now on, I will tune into my intuition, because you're highly psychic and you're highly telepathic, and I will not go against what my heart is, you know, is telling me to do. And the more you do this, the more that you will be able to recognize and also bring to yourself those people, those men who are an energetic match. The next card that is coming for you is Eight of Cups. And the Eight of Cups is walking away from this situation and say, well, I want somebody who is going to be considerate and who is going to want to commit to holding a date, a time for me. I won't compromise and settle for anything less. And they're saying, so release this and allow it just to come out of your energetic frequency as anything untoward that should not have happened. And then the next card is the Lover's card. Is that, you know, then you will bring to yourself somebody who is more in alignment with you. And also the Lover's card is about making a choice. Okay. Don't diminish. A lot of women and a lot of men, they diminish who they are and what they want, just to be able to be with somebody. And the more you hold to whatever it is that is important to you. I remember, and I write about this in, as you know, I'm an angelic walk, and I wrote my decree to God 6 months before I met Pete. I said, you know, he's trustworthy, he's loyal, he's kind, he's considerate. We're the best of friends. Nothing is more important than this relationship. You know, we allow each other to be who we are. These were important things for me. And I had a chance to have several relationships in the 6 months before I met Pete. But with each one, I knew it was a compromise. And I said, thank you very much, but no thank you. And I held fast and I said, there is only what the universe desires, only what we desire. And the more I hold fast to what is important to me, then the choice will be presented to me eventually. So I hope that's, that's been helpful for you.
Yes, it has. Thank you so much, Claire.
You're very, very welcome.
I have such gratitude and appreciation for you.
Isn't that sweet? Thank you so very much, Char. You go out and you just spill your light forth onto the planet. Don't seek love. Don't search for love, because you are what you're seeking. And the more you radiate that out, the more it's going to come back to you. So huge.
I haven't been seeking it because I know I am love. And he asked me that, and I said, I am love. I know who I am. And he didn't. And that's when I knew he wasn't on the same frequency anyways.
Yeah.
He said he would
start. That might have frightened him. So sending you lots of love. Bless you. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yes, bye-bye.
And that wraps the show up for today. Thank you to my callers. Thank you to all of my listeners. And thank you for those people that are reading my books. Please go to the Angel Healing House website, angelhealinghouse.com, to find out more about Angels of Faith, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. And yes, that is me on the cover, curly hair. And the sequel to that, which is I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of me, Walk-In Angel Ariel. Do remember to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself this coming week. And I look so forward to speaking with you again next week, everyone. Take care. Have a heavenly week. Love and angel blessings. Bye.